Well, and welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Chris Williams in Ames today, as I do every Tuesday, interviewed Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell about the big comeback win over Kansas State. We look ahead to the Drake game coming up on Saturday. A lot to get to. We are, as always, presented by Heartland Flags. Heartland Flags is a longtime sponsor. CycloneFanatic.com. And I always want to remind you to buy a flag of your choice, but right now, everybody has Christmas shopping to do. Don't lie. Everybody's got it. Consider making a purchase. Click that little banner ad at the top of the page and buy somebody a flag from Heartland Flags. Cyclone flag. Little Minnesota Vikings flag. Beat the Packers over the weekend. That was awesome. Also want to remind everybody, coming up on Sunday, Iowa State will learn of its bowl destination. Through EB Sports Tours, we will be having a Cyclone Fanatic Bowl bus charter. And no details on it yet, obviously, but we're thinking it will be, I think it will be San Antonio. There is a chance that it will be Orlando as well. I think Iowa State will end up in San Antonio, which would be epic. And the flights for that thing are expensive. We're going to have a charter direct flight from Des Moines. We already have hotels booked everywhere. And first-class deal. But we'll try and EB Sports Tours has been doing this for decades. They're one of the best in the industry, and they're handling all of it. But I'll be on the flight. You guys can hang out with me. We'll have some Bush Lights down there in San Antonio, hopefully, or Orlando, and it'll be a good time. But keep an eye out. There's a link that I tweeted yesterday. It's all over our Twitter. It's on the site. And we will be sending out emails with all of that information as soon as we have it on Sunday. But sign up now. And we're trying to be the Chevy. We don't need to be a Cadillac. We got a lot of good blue-collar people who read Cyclone Fanatic, and that's who we're trying to cater to with this. So please just sign up and give us an opportunity to earn your business to go and watch the Cyclones in their bowl game. With that, here's my interview today with Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. With a really interesting week in a couple of levels. One, just the big comeback win over Kansas State on Saturday, and then just a really different type of game on Saturday against Drake. We'll cover all that and more. But, Coach, I told you this. I had given up on your team on Saturday night. You guys got down 17, and, you know, things just – nothing was really clicking at that point. I thought you had opportunities early in the game, and execution wasn't there. Where Kansas State seemed like they were playing with their hair was on fire. But, man, something clicked with about 12 minutes to go, and you scored 21 points in 8 minutes. What was the sideline like at that point, the transformation between the third quarter to the fourth?
Yeah, you know, I think this game so, you know, on parallel with our football season in a lot of ways where, you know, our kids just kept plugging along. And, you know, it was a situation where you're right. We had a lot of opportunities early in the game and did some good things in the game early, but did enough in the game early that you're going to get yourself beat against a team like Kansas State, which you know is going to play with great detail. And, you know, that punt return right before half and turning the ball over and then, you know, them going down the score and make it 21-14 right before half. I think it was like one of those things where you got to look yourself in the mirror a little bit at halftime and say, you know, here's we've had plenty of opportunities to play good offense, play good defense, make some plays on special teams, and yet we've done enough to give this team the lead. And, you know, you're writing the end of your story, like how you gonna end this thing. And so, you know, I thought our kids, especially like you said, when we went down 17, it was interesting to watch the who as much as the how we were able to get ourselves back. And, you know, from Brock Purdy in that drive, right as soon as we got the ball back, I thought was incredible to Dave David's run, you know, to kind of get things back to where we needed to see Buckner making a play to kind of light the fire. Then, you know, defensively started to bring some pressure a little bit, and, you know, Willie's play with Mike being in the right place, right time, and be able to go score a touchdown to, you know, again, Brock kind of taking the command of the ship and David kind of finishing off for us. I it was fun to watch, and, you know, I think we learned 2 weeks ago where, you know, it was a game where at times we played not to lose, you know, instead of playing, going to take it. I felt for the first time since I've been here, our kids went and took it. Mm. And I was really proud of their response in the fourth quarter, and yet still enough out there that, you know, you're looking forward to continuing to improve and get yourself better in some of those detail areas that are so critical to our success.
I thought it was really interesting, the defensive change that you guys made from – I mean, I don't know if it was especially – I don't think it was at halftime, but it seemed like from the third quarter to the fourth. And it you brought as much pressure, I think, as I've ever seen from a John Haycock defense. You guys were seven, eight guys you were taking to Kansas State. How hard of a switch is that to make when you've got one philosophy that's been so good to you and you've mastered it, really? It's been one of the best defensive seasons in Iowa State history. To make the change down 17, can you walk me through how that went?
Well, I think, again, two things. Number one is every game's got a rhythm, and sometimes you feel like the rhythm of that game going into it is one thing, and then all of a sudden you have to make in-game adjustments. And I think one of the things that's really positive about our staff is, you know, our communication and being together, we can, you know, at least try to make those in-game adjustments to give us the best chance to get the outcome we want. And, you know, I think that was really situationally, you know, I thought coach, you know, a lot of the communication was, you know, we almost have to attack a little bit in some way, shape, and form. We were kind of, you know, sitting back at times throughout that football game. We missed some tackles where maybe that philosophy would have been really good early, mm-hmm. if you don't make some of the mistakes we made. But I think then the ability to be multiple enough to have that instant reaction to say, man, we're going to change the way we're going, I think says a lot about who we are defensively and at least where we've grown to. And a lot of growth still left to do, but at least where we've grown to. And so I think our kids did a great job adjusting, and obviously we're able to make some plays in some critical moments to get the tide swung.
Well, it's funny you said the word multiple there, because when I was after you guys a couple minutes to go, I mean, the game wasn't over, but I was feeling a lot better about the situation. I thought back to the conversation we had in Dallas just about being multiple defensively, and I thought – that's what coach was talking about. Is that it? I mean, was that a big hurdle to do that mid-game on Saturday?
Yeah, I think for sure. And again, this league, this conference, the differences in offensive characteristics, you have to have the ability to do it. If you're just one thing or you're going to rely on one area, everybody's too good. And so, you know, I think that's even as this season's going on and then injuries occur and you're a little bit different in some way than you were earlier, you've got to have the ability to adapt and grow. And sometimes it's schematically, sometimes it's with personnel. I think all those things apply, but I think that's an area where we've gotten better. We can continue to get better. We've really grown a lot in that way, and I appreciate that about this team.
I thought that Brock Purdy grew from the Texas game to Kansas State. You told me to watch some tape, and I did. And he did struggle in Texas for one reason or another. And you just – I know how much you guys think of Brock as a young man and just what's going on between the ears there. I think you do wonder, though, just with a freshman, how do you bounce back from your first not all-star type game? And you said after the game that was the best game of his career. What did you see that you liked?
Well, I just think his poise. You know, I think that was maybe the thing that you saw about the week before. Intimidating environment for anybody, you know, the crowd, the energy, the defense, yeah. Senior laden defense, you know, and I think the thing that was so, you know, impressive about Brock is his poise. When you're down 17 points, there was never a loss of composure. There was never a sense of urgency about him. It was a sense of, boy, I'm going to sink back into my details and my fundamentals, and I'm going to take take this thing over. And that's literally what he did in the football game. And so, you know, I think to see a guy this young be able to do those things for this team, it's really powerful. And it certainly was and became, I think, a huge difference in that football game last weekend.
So a unique opportunity at a 12th game coming up on Saturday. Drake is coming to town. Believe it or not, the last time these two teams played, Drake won back in 1985. How do you just approach this game? Because it is unique. They're non-scholarship. They're good non-scholarship players, though. This is I've kind of started learning about this over the last few days because I didn't really understand, Matt, what type of opponent this was. But this is a good team at its level. How does the program approach this game? Is it any different at all, like a normal game week?
No, I mean, I think for us, number one, it's always been about us. So I think that's the thing that has really helped us, no matter who the opponent is, allowed us to continue to improve. And I think that's the reason that I was excited that we would have the opportunity to play a 12th game is, this is such a young team in so many ways that you want to watch this team continue to improve and grow. I think then you talk about Drake and, you flip the film on and nobody probably more than I do understand both, this level of football or growing up, because that's kind of grew up in this world, and understand, certainly what these young men do and the sacrifices they make to be the best version of themselves they are. And, you turn the film on, you're like, man, look how well coached this team is. Their kids fly around, a good football team. And so, I just think the reality for us is you take the process to get to the end product by the end of the week, and you continue to build and grow your football team. And our sport, you're only guaranteed 12 games, and you want to do everything in your power to be the best version of you can be in those 12 games that you possibly can be. And I think it's just another opportunity for this entire program to grow.
Listening to you talk there, actually, I mean, you can relate to these guys. I would think it boggles my mind, the young man from Drake, non-scholarship, and going through what they go through throughout the offseason, the lifting sessions, that responsibility, the grind of these guys aren't taking charter flights all over the place, right? They're doing long bus rides. You've lived that at the Division III level. I would think that a guy like you has the utmost respect for what this team has done.
Well, not even the team, but the coaches, the whole embodiment of what this team stands for. And like you said, that to me is football in its purest form, and football in a lot of ways in its greatest form. And so, what an opportunity for those young men. You're such a fan of what they are because you watch them on film, and just a tremendously coached team, really talented, had a great season, and know they're going to come in and give our kids the absolute best shot. And I think we look forward to it, and I think equally look forward to it from our end to know you're going to play an opponent that's going to give you everything they got. And we're going to have to continue to improve. And again, it's never about the scoreboard, it's about who you become, through this process. And I think this is another opportunity for us to continue to grow.
Final thing, Texas and Oklahoma playing for the Big 12 championship. It's about you, I know. Do you even watch that? Because it's the same time that you guys are playing. Like, does Matt Campbell set his DVR and watch that game later on, or is that neither one of those teams are on the schedule anymore? It's out of sight, out of mind. I'm just curious, just as the coach in you and as the sports fan in you, will you watch that game?
No, because I'm ticked I'm not there. So, I think the reality of it is obviously we'll see it at some point as we get ready for those opponents next year. But interested in the score. But, again, that's, an aspiration for this football program going forward.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, you were close. Maybe next year. Appreciate your time. Go get Drake. A lot of Drake fans listening. I'm a great admirer of their athletics director and everything that's going on there. So we'll welcome them up to Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday, and go get them, all right?
All right. Sounds great. Go Cyclones.
All right. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell.